Well, it's an interesting piece for us because with every incident that we have and every near incident, we call it a near loss, it's a near miss in industry, we investigate that because we want to know what wrong or what almost went wrong that didn't happen, and that's what's called that near miss. But we want to make sure we understand that so that we understand what caused it and how to correct it so that it doesn't happen again. So every single one of those, we have investigations that we do internally. For us, an independent review or an independent investigation is just anything outside of our own processes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, SEPA is currently undergoing an investigation to the April event. That is an independent review from us because SEPA isn't part of ExxonMobil. So we see it as it's already an independent review. You've got SEPA coming and doing their investigation and spending a lot of time.
Yeah.
I mean, hundreds of hours, over 100 hours that they've spent already in their investigation itself. It's a pretty thorough review of what they're undertaking.
But does that take into account impacts on the communities? For example, the vibrating windows, the
SEPA's not looking at that aspect.
So do you understand why the council's kind of angry about that side of things and why they're pushing for this kind of independent study?
And the independent study is one that's out there. For us, what we can say is that we are actively working to try to address the concerns. And if you look at what we've submitted with our BAT assessment, our best available techniques that we've had, we just submitted back at the end of April to SEPA, there are 14 commitments that we have. It's a long report. You have to get to that last page of the report. But the summary of it, if you can find the summary, there's a line items, like 14 different line items that are staged of different actions between 2019 all the way out into the 2020s. And those are commitments that we're putting down that address these amenities concerns across the public. Because one of the things that the BAT won't do is it doesn't address the health aspect of air quality, because that's already been proven that piece is fine. So what's left are the impacts due to the lights and the noise and the vibration. And so that BAT assessment is strictly there and put in place to address those kinds of amenities. Mm-hmm. And so those 14 items, they do it in a couple of different ways. One way is, how do we prevent the incidents? So how do we make sure that we aren't having them, so improving the reliability across the units? Two, it's if and when we do have an incident, how do we reduce the duration of the incident itself, and how do we reduce the flaring volumes potentially? And then third, are there some other kit that we can put in place that would take that out of the elevated flares and get address the amenities piece? So it's a multi-year, multi-million pound investment program.